that desperate for a tingle, you're willing to risk getting sick. You're feeling brave, mister. Oh, I wasn't kidding. I'm literally a biohazard right now. And you signed up for it, so really, you're just asking to get my cooties. I'm just gonna talk or ramble, but nope, I'm literally sick right now. Do you wanna hear the snot in my nose? Yeah, let's create a new tingle right now together. You ready? Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. I'm not very well right now. But I thought it would be fun if I at least tried to tingle you. I have my VapoRub, and that's the lid. Can't believe it. You're so addicted to tingles. You're willing to risk it all. I'm teasing. But yeah. You might hear me, as I try and stifle a cough. I have the most pathetic cough right now. It's not even a real one. It's dry. So, if I breathe in too deeply, it makes me want to cough. But, come on, let's sniff the VapoRub together. Oh, that shit, Mindy. That actually does help like crazy. You know, for years, I didn't think VapoRub was a thing. It's just like a petroleum jelly that you rub on your chest to aerate your, like, nasal passage airway. And it's to help with congestion. And I saw the version where you, like, it's a stick and you put it up your nose. But have you heard those stories where, like, people get addicted to them because their nose never feels, like, clear again without them, unless you like train for a really long time? I don't know, I just saw it. But yeah, I've been eating VapoRub. The way I would describe my head is literally like static. There's so much pressure in my head. Now, normally I'm used to a very empty head. But yeah, I will say your risk of getting sick is incredibly high right now, but that was your decision to come to my tingle parlor. So you're just gonna have to take responsibility. Oh, senpai. I love when they say that in anime. They're like, I've fallen in love with you. You just have to take responsibility. It's so cute. Or, you know, the alternative versions where she gets pregnant. Oh my gosh. But yeah, I will tingle you. I actually gonna do some tapping because I hardly ever do that. Is it weird? Oh, I should let you listen to my lungs. And then you can hear my pathetic little cough. I'll do that next after the tapping. I'm tapping an anime character, Sandy. But you'll never guess who it is. Because I don't talk about my anime watches, because I'm more of a gamer than a weeb, and you're gonna judge my anime picks. But I have a power standee from Chainsaw Man, because I really like power. And I think power is kind of like most similar to me. She's literally me, bro, I promise. I look nothing like power in real life. Okay, I'm gonna let you listen to my chest, because my lung capacity is that of a bed-bound pensioner. That's a quote from a video that you will never know. Okay, here's my lung. So they say when you're fighting a sickness or an illness, your heart rate goes up.
think my heart rate has gone up? Holy crap, that is so bad. Okay, I'll try and take like a really deep breath. I'm surprised I didn't cough. I'm actually really pleased with that.
I'm gonna snot again. Are you ready? Ooh, that sounds so gross. I'm gonna snot again, senpai. Are you ready? Yes, I'm also delirious. I've been sleeping like crazy. Oh, I'm gonna huff my vapor rub again. There's so much snot, and I forgot to bring a tissue. Okay. You know what it's reminding me of? Sometimes when I do sniffing ASMR, sometimes there's like a snot in the way, so I have to edit it out, but you'll never know. But this is what normal sniffing starts like for me. It goes like this. Oh, it's so gross. Oh, I should do like snotty brat sniffs you, but it's gross ASMR. I don't even know if I'm gonna let this go up. Oh, I'm huffing my vapor rub. Oh, that stings. But it stings so good. Okay, sorry. Oh, I just hit something. What did I do? I hit my desk. Sorry. I'm supposed to actually be ASMRing you and not just fucking around. I'm sorry. Okay. Let me do ASMR. As my stomach makes noises. That's right. If I have airborne pathogens, they're going right at you. I'm gonna make you so sick. Whoa. Ew, maybe that should be my objective. I try and get you sick right away, ASMR. I mean, I do have an idea of how I can make you sick right away, but I don't think you're gonna like it. And I don't think you're gonna forgive me for it either if I had to like go through with it, because it's kinda gross. I tell you what, I'll do it at the end. If you make it that long before clicking off. Oh, I need to wipe my nose. Oh, I do. I have a towel. I have a towel, but that's like when I put my ASMR stuff on. Oh yeah, oh gosh, that's so tingly, isn't it? Snot wiping ASMR. Nothing more tingly. Tink, 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 tink. You know what I hardly ever do? Trigger words. No one's tingling to that word. What are good words? Oh, I used to say guru, like guru, 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 guru. Oh, you know what? One thing that I do think you like? When you can feel my breath while I whisper. Sorry, I'm getting my next ASMR doll. When you feel my breath as I like whisper in your ear. But this is just like natural lung capacity right now. But I do not have a lot of capacity. I think I'm about to cough. coming right up. Okay, I have just a basic brushy brush. I will clean your ears. Oh, I think I am gonna go. Yep. As I said, it is a pathetic cough because I'm not actually coughing anything up. It's so dry and useless. Dab, 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 dab. My tummy makes noises. I've been eating fine though. You know how, like, sometimes you can eat and eat and eat and eat and eat and eat, or like you just don't eat at all? I assure you, I eat very well. I don't have chubby thighs for nothing. I got that pear bod going on. Okay, I think that was nice. I like the brushing ASMRs that I do. I have tried this one out a few times, and I think it's quite popular, and since I am here to tingle you after all, you cannot shame me for trying to make you tingle. You signed up for this, okay? So, I just want to say I'm sorry, and it's your fault. Did it work? Because no one expects it. No one expects the, I was gonna say Spanish Inquisition, but I can't really. Yeah. Oh my goodness. I think I've been doing well. I think I've done a variety of triggers. I'm huffing again. I'm addicted. Oh. I'm not. Well. Not an addiction, it's a medical necessity. Oh my gosh, listen to that. you went snot sniffing again. You smell uninfected. Not infected. Oh my gosh. I honestly, there's like a 1 in 10 chance you're not even gonna hear this right now, and I'm just going crazy. Next, we will do classic, because I think I was going to do something, and sorry, my tools are everywhere. Don't mind me, just messing around. Okay, classics. Yeah. So what I'm doing after this, you must know. I have such an exciting life. I'm going to sleep. I've been sleeping like 10 hours. Which I'm glad, because when you're not conscious, you're not suffering as much, which is really nice. But I've been taking painkillers, because my head is so full of, like, my sinuses are so full. It's like static. And it's a lot of pressure. Like, I've been having delirious dreams recently. I dreamt that I was in China on a bus and I couldn't speak Chinese. And I was trying to get somewhere, but I don't know where. And I don't know why I dreamed of China, but shout out China. Thank you for being in my dreams. And I honestly can't remember. It's been over 2 years since I've been, like, sick. Honestly, maybe, like, 3 years since I've been sick like this anyway. And, it is very humbling. I think they say you can get a, like, leaving work sickness. Like, if you've, when you've completed a big job, but then you go on vacation, and then your body just, and then your body just shuts down. Well, that's exactly what. No, not again. My snot. Every time I lean over to whisper in your ear, it's just. Oh, 1 second. Oh my god. Maybe I have to finish up sooner than later. What was I gonna do to you next? I forgot. Oh, I have my ear cleaning tool. I thought this was cool, so. This is just a Japanese ear cleaning brush, okay? Can you hear me, like, tapping it while it's in your ear? Tap. Tap, tap. I burped. I need to get better at doing two different tingles, like one different tingle in either ear, but I'm really sucky at it. You're getting cork. Quick, quick, quick. It actually makes a really nice deep sound that I like. I like when it's like scratchier or harsher. I could put it directly against your ear. Would you be okay with that? Just as a little experiment. It's definitely a unique one. Okay, my tummy keeps making noises, so since it wants to ruin my ASMR, I will let you listen to my tum-tum next. Come here, you. I think you can hear my heartbeat faded out. You're on my stomach area. Ew. I haven't eaten anything though. Yeah, you tingling to my stomach bile right now. Gosh, you're such a tingle fiend. I was gonna stutter there. I don't know what this one was. Gosh, you're such a today, Junior. Okay, more vapor rub. Oh. This snot situation, it's not good. Oh, I'm so funny. Oh, I want to die. Oh my gosh. Please, I just want relief. Almost. Do you want some? Seriously, this is some good shit. Oh yeah. Going once. Oh, that stuff's seriously so good. How did they even figure it out? Like, eucalyptus? Shout out eucalyptus, for real. Okay, next I'm doing this one. I have to focus, so I'm gonna have to lean on you for this. I'm not even kidding. I'm like leaning. It's unique, huh? Well. Oh my gosh, because I'm leaning over you. It's like making me breathe harder. I like that one. I don't know what you think about it, but I really enjoy that one. Let me wipe my nose again. Oh my goodness. I'm like losing all my liquid. I should have brought water. Would you be okay if I got water shortly? I'll just like straight up leave it. This one's pretty crackly, not gonna lie. I'm gonna go get that water, like, right now, and then I'll do, like, one last tingle to send you away with, if that's okay. I'll just be a minute. You just wait there and look cute, okay? You're adorable, so, yeah, just stay there. There's a plane right now. Can you hear that? Let me put my okay, I'm just gonna have a quick drink. Yeah, it's very cold. I'm like so burpy as well. I don't mean to be. It's like air. I think maybe because my vocal cords aren't okay. That like air is getting trapped in my stomach. It's not the most pleasant sensation between you and I, but hey, oh, that's life. Okay. I think I've done quite a good variety, surely. I'm trying to think off the top of my head, but I think I've done them all to try and make you tingle, so. Oh, yeah, I was gonna infect you. Oh, okay. And now you're all infected. So, who's gonna get healthy first? Me or you? Okay, let me get you all dry. And then I will do my little tinkle to put you to sleep. One last huff for the road, buddy. Man, I love this stuff. Eucalyptus, eucalyptus, eucalyptus. Do I sound like a eucalyptus door-to-door salesman or something? Okay. You, now that we're both sick, I'm gonna tingle you with the good stuff. Thank you for keeping me company while I'm sick. Sorry if I was too delirious and gross in this one, but I guess I will say one thing. I have been asked, you know, as an ASMR artist, what do you do when you're sick? And the last time I was sick, I made ASMR as well. So I don't know, maybe I'd be crying then. Okay. Oh yeah, you ready for your tingles, big boy?